I just want to take a few minutes today. We're not going to do a normal service as we typically do. We wanted to make this purely an honoring of our moms. But I do want to read a few verses and encourage you today. If you're a guest with us, we're honored to have you here. And we give you anonymity at Hope Church, which just means hang out, hide out, make yourself at home. We're not going to ask you to say or do anything to draw attention to yourself. We want this to be a great experience. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself to this point. Amen. Yeah, now I'm preaching after that. I no promises. So, I mean, we just have to walk through this. That was a joke. You guys are tough. That's scary. Help me, Jason. But if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open them. I'll read a couple of verses. Psalms 127, verse 3 says, "Lo, children are a heritage or inheritance of the Lord, and a fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." There's a couple things I want to draw out of this verse. One is that, and speaking directly to mom, children are an inheritance or reward from the Lord. Sometimes we don't always act like a reward. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you might wonder, how can we take this one back? But that's just, come on. The children are a reward. An interesting thing about rewards, it's like an investment. There's a lot that you have to put into it to one day draw out from it. And those of you who are in that phase where you just have little children and you're putting into them and putting into them and putting into them, and you look, and sometimes they might not show you the honor or the appreciation or the recognition that you deserve and that you're needing. I want you to know that in God's system, it's going to work out. But I want to pray, and one of my prayers and goals for each and every one of us, each and every one of our moms today, is that your children, regardless of their age, will begin to rise up and be a reward in your life. Amen. That the things that you've invested in their life, the time, the energy, I mean, come on, let's get real, the delivery itself, but the emotions and the willing to sacrifice and the willing to be there and to pray for them and help them when they're hurting, all that. The Bible tells us, don't let your hands be weak. Don't be discouraged that your work will be rewarded. And I want you to know that the things that you're doing, God has a way of rewarding back into your life. And there's times there'll be rough patches. Sometimes when the children get older, there's rough patches. But my prayer for you today is that you'll begin to experience what God meant in this verse. That he said that there will be a reward. And if they're small, maybe just minor things that God will bring to your attention that'll touch your heart. As they get older, let it be more things in your life. Children are an inheritance, a reward to you. Because it's important for you to know, even though we don't always say it, even though we don't always show it, how valuable. One basketball player just recently talked about his achievements, and he said, "No, it's really my mom, because when I was growing up, she would go hungry to bed because she made sure we were filled. We had food on our table and our stomach." Most times, we don't see that. That's not applauded in the media or on the news. But it's those things, those investments, mom, that you have made that enable us to do what God's called us to do. Your key part, a key ingredient into the mix. Your love, your patience, your kindness, your discipline. I want to tell a few stories about me being disciplined, but all I can think of is my older brother and sister. They got beat all the time. I learned. I was number 3 in the family. All the middle children. Any middle children? Did you learn by watching the first 2 that if you do that, you're going to get beat? Yeah, if you wonder what's wrong with Dave and Shonda, now you know. They just got beat. But no, I'm joking about that. But all the hard times you go through for us, I want you to know we love you. You deserve And if you have not yet, that's one of my prayers for you today, is that you will begin to experience the rewards that belong to you. Children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. So are children of the youth. Because what you have invested in our life, just like a soldier has the ability to shoot or to launch an arrow and hit a target, and it's more than just releasing it. It's learning to aim and know the surroundings and the wind. If you ever shot an arrow and all the elements to make that arrow reach its destination, your love, your investment, your time, your energy, your prayers, help us to go through the storms of life to reach our target. You make a big difference. Moms, you are a big deal. You are a big deal. All the things that you've done, all the things that never get recognized, but the difference that you make, you are a big deal. I can think of things that even in my own life growing up, I mean, when I was a kid, I was a terror. I was horrible. Maybe I should have got beat more like David. I don't know. I was so ornery. I didn't do bad things. I was just ornery all the time. And I remember as clear as if it was yesterday, I was about 8, 9 years old, and I was kicked out of children's church that day. Think about that. So if your kid ever gets kicked out of children's church, don't feel bad. Pastor was too. And so, and my parents were the pastors of the church. So the children's pastor kicked out the PK. You got to be pretty bad when you're a PK and you get kicked out of children's church. And one of the children's ministers took me up. It was during a service. And I remember this like yesterday, and off to the side room, and they called my mom because my dad was preaching into the back, and he was just nailing me. He was just saying, your son is this and that and not listening and yada, yada, yada. And just, you know what I mean, going to town. And I remember this day, you know what I mean, if you've ever had that happen, someone is speaking negative words, death. I remember as a kid, my head just dropped because I'm thinking, I'm going to get killed when I get home. And all of a sudden, I heard my mom say, you stop. She said, I want you to know Greg's got a hand of God on his life. He's going to be a minister. God's anointed him. He's got a call of God. Why don't you speak against him? It wasn't that anything I did was okay. But right there at that moment for me in my life, I heard someone speak life. When I was just used to getting in trouble because I was honored. I mean, even in school, if I felt like a teacher didn't like me, I was going to make life harder for him. But something changed. For me, the moment someone stood up for me and began to speak life. Moms, you have that amazing ability to redirect us because not everything we do is going to be on the right path. But your love, your discipline, your voice in our life can many times redirect our lives into the direction that God has. Powerful. Though children are heritage or reward of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is his reward. Arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. So children of the youth, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. I just, on a funny note, I just think it's funny that the Bible would say happy is the man that has a bunch of children. He didn't say happy is the woman at that point. It's, I don't know how many children is a quiver full, but it sure seems like more than a few. And watching my wife over here when she was giving birth, ooh, if the roles were flipped, you know, there wouldn't be that many people on the earth, I tell you. Get it. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. One translation says that they'll stand up, they'll bring protection. That's another prayer. That you begin to see that as you have not only encouraged and spoken life into your children, that One, they'll begin to turn around and reward and honor you and speak life back to you. But also, that as you have protected your children, as you go through the journey of life, you'll begin to see them rise up and stand up for you and protect you. It says that they'll go to the gates and speak to the enemies. Those, anybody who tried to create your problem, they'll rise up. And many of you have that, and that's a huge blessing. The first two verses, and this is only a 5-verse chapter, so in my opinion, it has to all be connected. The first two verses says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchmen wake, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sweet sleep. I believe that's saying that if you just do it on your own, it will not be as effective. Because mom, and maybe you're here today, and you might be in a situation where because of the children, or maybe you're a single mom, and you got and responsibilities, that many times you feel like you're all by yourself. And I want you to know today that as we're recognizing, as we honor you, as we're loving on you today, as we're speaking life into you, that you are not alone. The devil will try to tell you, nobody understands, you're all alone, nobody cares. People do care, people do understand, and people do love you. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You are not alone. But I want you to know, more than just having a great support system of people, or great support system of a spouse, this greatest support system that's available to you is, we see from this text, God himself. Because you could be a great builder, but if you're building the city without him, it's really not going to be the success you want. You can be a great guard and be protecting the city, but if you do it without him, it's not going to work. It's just in vain, which means it's not going to be as successful as you want it to be. And in building the lives and speaking life into your children and protecting your children, one thing I want you to know, the weight of that responsibility can be enormous. And sometimes it can be of such nature, especially when they get into the teen years. And every parent said, yeah, some of you are like, yeah, some of you are like, why? What happens when they're teens? Don't worry about it. Like spoiling a good movie. Just have to walk through it. But many times, the enormity, the amazing responsibility can feel overwhelming. And Jesus said, listen, all that weight, all that care, why don't you cast it to me? I'll help you. You're not alone in this. There'll be times that you might not have anybody to talk to. Nobody around when you're crying. Nobody. But God wants you to know that he's there. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're not alone. And he can send people in your life to protect you and people in your life to encourage you. If your children are off on the wrong path currently, don't worry. God has a way of working out. You can't save them. You're not their Jesus. You just maintain your relationship with the Lord and know that he can take the burden off your shoulders. Not that we just don't try. No, no, there's still something needs to be done. Not that you stop speaking life. No, there are things that need to be said. Not that you're not protecting them. No, you need to be doing that. But when we learn that in that rhythm, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not doing this all by myself. Even if I don't have anybody supporting me this time, I'm not doing it by myself. Why? Because the Lord's with me. You've been tagged by Jesus. Tagged by God. He's with you. And when we can learn to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to lean back a little on you. I'm going to cast that care. You'll see God come alongside you. See, Jesus said one day, you have not because you ask not. I think sometimes we just think, well, this is the thing Jesus is supposed to do. That's the Sunday thing. And this is the rest of the week. That's the church world. This is the real world. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. He wants to be so intertwined within the fabric of your routine of your life. But wherever they see you, they also see him intertwined. Whatever you're doing, especially in your parenting. He said, I'm not alone. And maybe you're in a transition phase. You know, those transition phases where you go from being a mom of little children to maybe a mom of a teenager. Or you go from being a mom of a teenager to maybe to the transition of a mom of young adults. Or maybe you go in transition from mom of young adults to all of a sudden a mom of adults that maybe having their own babies. And you're kind of like, what do I do? Because every phase and every transition is a little different. And if you notice, there's a tendency we want to take what we did before and bring it into where we're at now. And sometimes we do that because you're doing it out of love, you're doing it out of concern, and you're doing it because that's what you know to do. And you're faced with pushback. You walk away and saying, what's the problem? It's not the same. And the Lord wants you to know that it's not the same. And even though you might not fully understand it yet, that's okay. He can walk you through this. Take the weight of that responsibility so that the load's not so heavy and you're not struggling under the weight. But you can rest. The verse, he gives us love and sweet sleep. You can begin to rest in the rhythm. Oh, that's powerful right there. Because otherwise we can stress out with the assignment. Or you can rest in that rhythm and say, okay, I'm going to be an effective mom. I might not get it all right. My kids might not all do it right. But you know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and not just lean to the way I see it. I'm going to trust him to encourage me, to direct me, to empower me, to allow me to do and be what he's called me to do. So as I close, I just want to, first of all, thank you. We love you. And that's not said enough. It can be said every day, and it's still not said enough. What you've sacrificed for your children can never be correctly or accurately communicated because it's so amazing. But we want to take this service today just as a small token of time and these small gifts to say we love you, you're valuable, you're important, we want to honor you today. And my prayer is that you begin to experience the reward that God has for you, the protection that God has for you, the experience, the life that you've spoken will begin to be spoken back into your life, and you begin to rest in him who gives you the strength, gives you the ability, and will allow you to be not only more effective, but with less stress, so that you can have rest in the rhythm of being a mom. Amen. Because I'll tell you what the devil tries to tell you. Oh, you're going to mess that child up if you just do it wrong. No, no, no. Just trust in the Lord. And I speak peace and rest. Would you lift your hand before the Lord? Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak into the life of every mom here. You know where they're at. Some, maybe their heart's broken over a situation or a relationship that's not working out with their children. Right now, I speak peace and rest. I speak life into these moms. The life of God. I thank you for your rewards that are coming into their life. Protection and favor. And Lord, right now they're casting their care to you. And I thank you that you're going to enable them to rest, be secure and confident that it's all okay and that they're doing a great job. And we give you the praise. And everybody said, amen. One more time. Give the Lord a hand clap praise and our moms. Amen. Amen.